The September 11th bombings were traumatic for most Americans, but especially for the police officers and firefighters of New York. They worked in hazardous conditions, they recovered bodies, they had to be strong for a grieving city. That has taken its toll. Hundreds of first responders have died because of conditions related to their work at Ground Zero. Spokane Fire Chief Brian Schaefer says firefighters all over the world deal with similar pressures.
You don't really know if you're going to come home at the end of your shift. That's always an outlier. That's always something that's in the back of our minds from firefighters, police officers, military. We have the expectation that if the order is to sacrifice your life or somebody else's so that somebody else can live, that's what we will do.
To honor that ethic, Elk, Washington military veteran Ben Hayhurst created an axe whose head was made from two pieces of metal. One was salvaged from the World Trade Center, one from a New York firefighter's axe.
Now, I took those two steels, those two pieces of steel, cut them in pieces, and then forged them into a single block.
Over a three-week period this summer, Hayhurst worked the metal into the shape he wanted and then dipped it into a chemical that made the different metal from the two sources look distinct.
And so as you look at it, you see these tiny, thin little layers. There's 417 of those in there. And each one of those layers corresponds with somebody who died, one of the rescue workers who died on September 11th and on Ground Zero.
On the head of the axe, Hayhurst etched a version of the Spartan Pledge. That's a two-sentence statement written about 10 years ago by a veteran named Boone Cutler. He was distressed by how many of his friends considered suicide after returning home from their service. The person who recites it vows to talk to a buddy before taking his or her own life.
It's just kind of a different version of the pledge, because the original one was veteran-based. So we changed the terminology just a little bit to more suit first responders.
On the other side of the axe head is the Fire Department of New York's logo at the time of the September 11th bombing. Ben Hayhurst says the process of creating the axe helped him work through some of his own service-induced issues.
Getting your hands on the materials and realizing the history of the piece of steel, the two pieces, it was very, I don't know if humbling is the correct word, just to work with the materials, but it was sobering, I think, is the correct term.
Hayhurst's Spartan axe will be dedicated at Tuesday's ceremony. Fire Chief Brian Schaefer expects it will have an emotional impact on the people who work for him.
The symbol of the axe is pretty prevalent in our culture, and it represents tradition, it represents aggressiveness, pride in our craft, and bringing a part of 9/11, the Twin Towers, to forge an axe is representative of so many facets of our legacy.
Schaefer says his department has, over more than a decade, recognized the stresses of the job and the damage that causes.
We brought on a psychologist in the department, and then from there, the psychologist and our people built a peer team and an outreach team, and we're constantly checking on people and bringing some of the newest science.
The goal is to make the firefighters more resilient and better able to handle the unique stresses of their job. The hope is that when they retire, they're able to enjoy healthy lives. As for Ben Hayhurst's axe, after Tuesday's dedication, it's scheduled to travel to fire departments all over the country. When not on the road, its new home will be at the New York Fire Training Academy. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.